the show.
Oh, yeah. Hello. It's showtime, huh? Yep. Curtain up, everybody. The curtain pops up at about 5:55, and the curtain pops down at about 9:45 every morning.
What are you doing over there that you were so engrossed in?
Oh, I was reading. There's good news.
Give me some good news on a Wednesday.
I'll give you great news. They caught the Austin bomber.
Oh, very good.
That's what I'm reading about. And apparently he took his own life. So, there was a bunch of bombs that went off around Austin. And the police located the suspect using a mix of cell phone information, security video, and store receipts. Apparently, where the explosions went off, they went into those neighborhoods and asked people if they could see their security cameras.
Ah.
Okay.
And company security cameras around buildings and stuff.
To see who didn't fit.
Really amazing to see if they could see anything, right?
That's a needle in the haystack,
dude,
man.
These guys are so good. Law enforcement is so dope at finding people. They identified the suspect based largely on security video and other evidence gathered when the suspect shipped an explosive device from a FedEx store in Austin. Late Tuesday night, an explosion in Austin called an incendiary device seemed to be unrelated.
Wait, there was another bombing that was unrelated?
Yeah, but they said it was unrelated. Yeah, it was.
Oh, so there was a copycat.
No. I think it was like a cell.
Like an accident?
An accident.
Yeah.
Incendiary device, whatever that is.
I don't know what that is.
Me neither. That word is way too strong. But if you're a teacher or you're someone smart, you want to tell us, we're down. This article is not written very well. Because it should be talking about how the guy killed himself. But now, like, all of a sudden they go back.
What
happened on like Sunday, and I'm like, local media in Texas are reporting early Wednesday that a bombing suspect had killed himself with an explosive device.
So, talking about going out with a bang, jeez.
Whoa!
Look at you, Roy.
I mean, seriously, though. That's a little strange to me, because you think that, I always thought that those type of people loved to see their name in the media. So I thought for sure we'd see more of his name. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Before it ended. I those people love to be notorious.
Right.
Yeah,
I know.
Giving them the name.
Oh, well, that's good.
I know.
The news didn't.
Yeah.
You know, which is.
And then how about yesterday? Another school shooting in Maryland where no one was killed except the suspect was shot and killed by the in-school police officer who's now being hailed as a hero.
I thought there were some other people injured.
No one else was killed except for the suspect.
That's good.
And apparently they shot at almost the same exact time, and now he's being hailed as a hero. You know what this guy did? This suspect was terrible. He went after
his girlfriend,
like an
or something,
ex.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, give me a break. Oh my gosh. Please, people, if you see something, say something. If you see somebody, it's just a scary, scary world, right? I mean, I'd write a note back in the day if I was upset over something, you know, and pass it to her. Then she'd correct it, send it back to me.
Correct it.
I mean, I used the wrong there. I used the wrong, you know, and.
Yeah.
Anyway, so congratulations to law enforcement, and our thoughts are with everybody in Austin, but at least it sounds like that's done.
Good. That was scary, man.
Yeah, man.
That's scary to think that random people were just being attacked.
Right. What else? Oh. What was the deal last night? You guys got hail up? I don't think I got hail in the Waxhaw area last night.
I guess I'm like halfway between.
Yeah, South Charlotte.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right here in South End, man. It was bad.
Yeah.
Lighting real bad and loud storm.
We had thunder. Good thing your car's covered, though.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm in a garage, yeah.
But last night it was really, really weird. At about 6:15, Dean and I went in from playing outside, and the sun was out, and then all of a sudden it got really windy. The sun was still out, and I roll into the house, and I thought I heard thunder off in the distance, and I'm like, that just had to be a truck. Next thing you know, I saw a flash of lightning, but the sun was still out.
Yeah, it didn't start raining at our house until almost 8, like 7:30.
It was nighttime.
Yeah.
It was dark. It was like getting dark.
We built a fire, and then the rain put the fire out.
It's Armageddon!
It was something. I'm not going to lie. It was a powerful storm. That kind of, and it was as quickly as it came, it left.
It left, and it brought in freezing temperatures. Right now, it's currently 39 degrees here in Charlotte, and they are calling for snow north and west of the city. So
I cannot believe that.
Happy second day of spring, everybody.
Yeah. This spring's going really well.
Well, we're going to be off for spring break. which means that Loren is going somewhere. I'm not sure where, Roy, but I know she's going somewhere. So I found this article. This is out of Bustle, and it's things that you shouldn't pack when you go on vacation next.
Ooh, let's see how many of these things I actually do pack.
Yeah, this is really, really good. One of them is multiple pairs of jeans.
Mm.
You don't need that. Okay, we'll get into that coming up in less than 10 minutes.
I just want to say I love all of you so much. I listen every single morning. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
This is for you, Loren. Where are you going on our spring break?
I'm going to see my mom in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many days?
Eight days?
You're there the whole time?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm leaving after the show on Friday. I'm coming back Saturday, though. Aren't you proud of me? A whole day early?
10:45 flight Friday on Good Friday, right? Our last show. Mm-hmm. Back Sunday at 7 p.m.
Normally, we take the air Monday. Normally, I would do that, but I'm coming back Saturday night.
It's great. She now understands the importance of this show. It's fantastic.
That's good. New contract, new outlook.
Yeah.
All right. Some experts suggest that you're packing way too much when you go on vacation. And my wife, God, am I taking this article home to her? Because we just cleaned out closet. Now we're starting to clean for the baby.
Yeah.
And our guest room is going to become the nursery. And the guest room closet, Roy, has 8 suitcases in it. 3 of them are enormous. And she's like, well, those are our vacation suitcases. I'm like, honey. I mean, they would have a hard time fitting in the back of a pickup truck.
Here's the thing. If you get an enormous suitcase and you fill it up, you're over your weight limit for a flight anyway.
Yeah, I know. So this is according to Bustle, an expert, a packing expert. Can you believe that, Loren? There's a packing expert.
I consider myself a packing Jedi.
Well, she says that you should never pack for the vacation the following things. Your best jewelry.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Backup toiletries.
Backup toiletries.
One of everything is fine. You don't need 2 shampoos.
Agreed.
You don't need 2 lotions. Mm-hmm. A heavy jacket, unless you're vacationing in frigid temperatures, a light jacket and layers will suffice.
Agreed.
Multiple pairs of jeans. Just pack your favorite pair, maybe one backup in case you stain it.
What do you do? And just wear the same jeans over
mm-hmm.
and over?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're on vacation. Nobody's going to notice.
When we went to Europe for the first time, Dallas had never been out of the country before, and he wanted to pack everything and anything. And I was like, dude, we're going to 3 different cities over a week and a half. Like, you can't pack all this stuff. I had to teach him how to pack, to roll his clothing so that he could fit more. Like, we really only took something that was a little bigger than a rollerboard for a week.
Okay. So far you're on board.
Yeah.
Don't bring your hairdryer.
Yeah. Well,
most of your hotels
where you're going.
And your Airbnbs will have them.
Yeah.
That's okay. True.
If you're traveling domestically, yes, I agree with that. Internationally, no. Use theirs. I said that backwards.
Shampoo and conditioner. Hotels will always have that. And you can also buy the little bottles.
I buy the little ones.
Don't put your big ones in there. This is a tough one, Roy. Don't bring your laptop.
I don't bring my laptop.
If you're traveling for fun and not work, why drag it along?
Yeah.
Your phone gives you everything you need, right?
Yeah.
iPad, yeah, whatever.
Don't bring multiple purses.
That's a problem for me. That's the only one I've had a problem with so far.
Now, how can you tell your husband not to pack the whole world and you bring 2 big old purses? Yeah. I can already see how the arguments go in her household.
That's funny because you have issues with the purses. Yeah. I'm telling you, Amanda would have issues with the jeans.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Now
she's pregnant, so she has maternity jeans. Yeah. But before that, I mean, she's got a denim store in her closet, basically.
See, I could revolve everything around 2 pairs of jeans and 2 pairs of shoes.
Yeah, you're lucky.
I'm good.
By the way, they say don't bring extra pairs of heels. You really should bring 1 neutral pair that matches everything.
Agreed.
There you go. Now you're on your way without a fully packed bag.
Yeah, I'm awful at packing for trips. And I'm the guy who unpacks and puts it in the cabinets in the hotel.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Roy came in here one day. You were going to Florida, maybe?
Yeah.
Or Costa Rica, somewhere.
Puerto Rico?
But you had 2 bags, and I was like, why do you have 2 bags? And I repacked your bag.
She did.
So that he only had to take 1 bag.
She did do that, yeah. Yeah, I don't know how to pack at all. And I'm always afraid that I'm going to get my bag checked.
That's okay.
Yeah.
If you get your bag checked.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting your bag checked, I got a new license because I moved from Meck County to Union County, and on it says not federal identification. That thing's starting to happen. Remember we talked about that a long time ago where your driver's license isn't going to get you through?
Airports?
Yes.
So well, what am I going to have to take
You have
then?
To get a government-issued ID or something.
I don't remember this conversation.
Yeah, it's a whole
thing. Oh, is
that
that real ID crap that I... Okay.
Yeah, look it up, man. We can't get into it right now, Lauren, but I'm telling you it's a thing. And it on top of my license, it says not a federal identification.
Is my passport?
Yeah.
Huh.
That is. Yep.
I don't want to carry that with me all the time, though.
I know. Okay. I want to tell you, I offended a woman yesterday.
Oh, no, that doesn't surprise
Shocker.
Me.
Shocker. Yeah.
But I don't think I should have offended her. I think what I said to her was nice. So what I need is a ladies panel. Lauren and Nicole, she's a wild card. I don't know if she's going to agree with me or not. But you guys, too. So stand by, ladies, because we're going to need to have a women's panel coming up here in just a little bit, like about 8 minutes.
Morning show, Manny, Roy, and Lauren, Kiss 95.1.
Good morning, everybody. Winter weather advisories on your second day of spring from north and west of the city. They say maybe some flakes even around the Piedmont area here. Nothing, of course, will stick, but... You know, it's just always nice to see on the second day of spring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it when it's just pretty and it doesn't stick. Yeah. So this is going to be the good snow.
Yeah.
About a week ago when we had those flurries, that was the good stuff. Like
right.
It flurried, never, it stuck a little bit and then went away in an hour.
Yeah.
That's my kind of snow.
that's what we call a southern snow.
Yes.
All right. So what did I do? How did I offend a woman yesterday? Well, that woman was a friend of Amanda's who works with Amanda. Uh-huh. And I stopped by Amanda's work yesterday. And I told her that she looked cute. She had like this dress on. And I said, wow, look at you. You look really, really cute. She goes, cute. I said, yeah, cute. You look cute. She goes, why not hot?
You're like, because I'm married. My wife is standing right there.
Well, no, my brain didn't go there, but that is interesting.
Yeah.
She's like, kids are cute. A movie could be cute.
Cute's not a bad thing.
Yeah, cute's not a bad thing.
Okay, that's why I wanted to open the women's forum and see if cute is an offensive term. If you tell someone that they look cute, she was looking for like, what? No, I'm not a kid.
Girl. That's what she was looking for.
I mean, now all this jokingly,
yeah,
by the way. But she was really like, why didn't you call me hot?
I would say it would be more of a diss if you were a single guy. Than being married with your wife standing next to you. Like, as a woman, I would be, as a married woman, I would be offended if my husband was like, you look really hot tonight. I'd be like, hey, you didn't tell me I look really hot today.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd been weird if you called her hot.
Yeah. If you were single,
have been
that's
like,
different.
Hashtag me too. Slow
okay.
it down, maybe.
Okay. then let's take me being married out of it. Because what I'm focused on, you're looking at it from a different side that I didn't even think yesterday.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm looking at it from the side where she thinks kids are cute, movies are cute, a teddy bear is cute, but you shouldn't tell a girl that she's cute or a woman that she's cute.
Yeah, here's what we're trying to say is if it wasn't you, then yeah, I get what you're saying. But in the case about what you're talking about, the fact you're married, so it's
right.
Weird.
Okay, so if I'm not married, it is offensive? To call a woman cute?
Oh, if I was trying to date somebody and he said to me, you look cute or you're really cute, then yes, I would probably be like, hey.
Really?
I'm not
See?
Your type.
Really? Where's my women's council at 704-570-9595? Because now Roy and I are blown away by this.
Yeah.
Ladies, just real quick.
You look cute today as a compliment.
Let me tell you a little story. So Dallas, I think he called me. I think it was cute. But he's like, oh, you look so cute. It's like a little mouse. Something about a mouse. And I was like, oh, no, buddy. You never.
I look like a rodent.
Ever call a woman mousy. And he was like, well, I just meant like you look little or, you know, whatever. And I was like, no. I was like, we have the box of vocabulary that we don't use anymore. And that went in the box.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. You do not call a woman
mousy.
What
else is in the box?
I know. Let's open it. It's like a piggy bank. Let's smash it.
It's like all things you shouldn't say to a lady. Yeah.
You know, I always stick with saying you look beautiful because that right there gets the point across. I think they love it.
Great is good.
It's not creepy if you say, hey, you know, you look beautiful today.
Yeah. I don't know. Cute came to my mind and I thought it was flattering. She was
a
little
insulted. I think it was safe for a married man.
Married man, yes. But she's not. By the way, she's single.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to hook her up. I tried to hook her up with Mark.
Which she's just cute, at the radio station. Mark wasn't into it?
Yeah, and that's a whole other thing, right, Roy? Kidding. No, Mark was into it. But Mark, I don't know, Mark's a little shy. But remember I told you she had a type, and you were like, well, that's kind of offensive.
That's a sticky path we can go down.
Well, we don't have to, but
it's just a strange to say
she
that
she has
you,
an ethnicity type.
And that's strange to me, that you only want to go for a certain type.
It happens.
I know.
Sarah in Charlotte, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, so we have to have a quick early morning women's council. Believe it or not, I offended someone yesterday at about 1:15. I called her cute.
So, unless it was Roy's, like, sexuality during college type thing, or unless it was my brother or dad, I would be offended, personally.
Offended by someone calling you cute?
Yeah, it's just, it's weird. It's weird. Like, unless it's my gay bestie or, like, one of my girlfriends, no.
Okay. Okay, this is a good learning experience for me.
Yeah, this is a good learning curve for you.
Hashtag the more you know.
The more you
Hashtag
know.
Hashtag don't be creepy, Manny.
I tried not to be, Sarah. I thought I was being sweet. Where were you yesterday at 1:15?
Oh, my God. Whoa. What? No.
You could have been right there next to me and been like, Manny, no, kick me.
I know.
I'll be your relationship coach now. I mean, not that you're married.
Thank you.
Anything.
No. And by the way, my wife was right next to me. She goes, no, she's smoking hot.
When then she has to jump in.
Right,
yeah.
Right, to save her husband.
Yeah.
You know, I have a buddy who, it's a Southern thing, but he always calls people, hey, young lady, or hey, lady, and I hate that. And
hey,
I
little lady.
Yeah, and so, like, we were out somewhere, and there was a waitress, and he goes, how you doing, pretty lady? And I'm like, oh.
Now, isn't that Southern charm?
Yeah, it just sounds so creepy.
Does he have a Southern accent?
Yeah, he does.
All right,
he
might fly.
Hey, pretty lady.
How did she respond?
She was fine, and she was Southern, and she was a nice little charming woman, too. But
she maced him.
Yeah, anytime you say, like, young lady or pretty lady, I don't know. It's a strange word to me.
No.
Oh,
Nicole.
It's Nicole.
Yeah.
Okay. So that happened.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. How are you all?
We're doing really well. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Well, thank you. I love you guys. I listen to you every morning.
Yay.
Yay. Thank you so much.
So, is cute flattering or insulting to be called cute?
Okay, well, I'm a short woman. I'm 5'2". So I get complimented that I look cute a lot. And I don't get offended by it at all. There's just sometimes when I'm like, dang, don't I look hot or good? Like, cute is like Minnie Mouse to me, you know?
That's the vibe I got.
Don't use the word mousy, remember.
I'm definitely not mousy.
Okay.
But yeah, so I don't get offended by it. It's okay. Sometimes I'm like, oh, cute, all right, I'll take it.
And by the way, just for the record, everyone, and Nicole, like Amanda, my wife, works with her. And so I'm close with this person as well. And I meant it as a compliment.
Right.
And now I know the next time I see her, I'm going to be like, dang, girl, you look hot. And my wife's going to go, what'd you say?
Now you're going to have to overcompensate.
And I'll say, all the ladies on the women's council that day told me I needed to say that.
You also, if you're going to do that, you also need to tell your wife that she's hot before you tell the other
person.
Let
me tell you, it all sounds like a trap. I ain't calling a woman hot. That's a trap. I ain't doing it. There's no way I'm walking up to a girl or a woman because you barely know her. I mean, you know her, but you don't know her. Right?
Oh, this girl?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
I just told
friends.
You I know her.
Yeah.
I felt comfortable saying that.
Okay.
It didn't come off as creepy, Roy. She came across as she's like, cute. Well, I look hot. But this is my hot dress.
I ain't calling anyone hot.
All right.
That's
smart.
Still to come.
Yep. I'll stick to beautiful. That's all an right. easy, safe yeah. word.
Thank you, ladies.
You look beautiful.
It does feel like a trap, Roy.
It does.
All right, so Lindsay Lohan, of course, she's been in trouble with the law before, but now the law is asking her for a favor. I'll tell you what's going on coming up in the dirty in 3 minutes.
You gotta get up. Sona Med Spa, Kiss 95.1.
So Taylor Swift, she found a way to be part of a fan's wedding. She heard through the grapevine that the bride and groom were getting married in Long Island and was looking to use the songs Welcome to New York as their entrance song to the reception and Love Story as their first dance. So instead of crashing their wedding, she sent them a bottle of champagne with a little note on it that says, rumor has it, you might use my song in your wedding ceremony, which makes me so happy. Here's to your amazing day and your continued love story.
I love that.
I love that too.
Yeah, because
and there was no mention about her
album
reputation in here.
Yeah, there's one thing that Taylor Swift loves doing, that's promoting herself. And I, you know, like, remember when Justin Timberlake crashed that wedding? I know we all disagree on that, but I think it makes it all about the celebrity and not the couple. And I think it's strange.
I agree.
I would rather have Taylor Swift at my wedding than a bottle of champagne from Taylor Swift, and I love champagne.
Remember when Maroon 5 had that video of them crashing the wedding and everybody thought it was real?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, his dad just had hip replacement surgery, and his doctor told him that he needed a bigger car, so The Rock is, of course, spreading the love to his 73-year-old father and bought him an Escalade. Must be nice.
Whoa.
If you smell my dad's hip.
Ew. Then he probably needs a new one.
My dad had to have two hip replacements.
You know, I'm so worried about Dallas right now because he's having some knee issues, and his dad had a double knee replacement. And
yeah.
I'm so afraid that's where this is going.
Yeah. I don't know if it's hereditary or not, but listen to this, though. My dad had two hip replacements and is, like, playing golf now at 76.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, he can do it.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan, she's been in trouble with the law before, but now Lawyer.com is asking her to endorse them.
Mm.
There is a lengthy commercial, which we pulled a little clip of, but she talks about her rap sheet and how this is a good thing for her.
I was confused and a little scared because I thought I was in trouble. From getting a DUI, let's not pretend like I didn't get one, or two, or three, or some others.
Yeah, so she did something for a dating site once.
Yeah.
And it was similar. She did this.
I'm a workaholic, a shopaholic, and according to the state of California, an alcoholic. A redhead, that's crazy.
So, I mean, she definitely can laugh at herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess you have to.
If you can't laugh at your drinking problem, what can you laugh at, Roy, right?
That's what I always say.
Oh, God. At least she's gotten some help since then. Yeah. And Chrissy Teigen is firing off on Twitter once again about her weight gain. She said that she has gained 40 pounds in this pregnancy, none of which has gone to her butt. And please stop shaming the buttless. Thank you.
Mm.
That's her PSA for the day. That is your dirty.
Thank you, Loren. Exceptionally done.
Hey, 105.1.
I want to thank everybody that's joining us on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook, Bonnie, Chastity, Jeffrey, all these people popping in. Jeff, thank you guys so much for watching. Early crowd this morning.
It's kind of like watching a TV show. We have a 3-camera shoot in here. We have a mixer. His name's Spider-Man because he looks like Tobey Maguire
yep.
from the first Spider-Man.
There it is.
And we read all your comments. And actually, you know what's kind of cool is like you get to see what goes on when we go to commercial and when we're playing songs.
Sometimes it's boring.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes we need to not talk to each other.
I don't get that vibe. I just think we're busy.
Yeah,
we are
just busy.
But what I'm saying is like how often do we say like,
oh, save it for the
air. Save it for the air because we can't have conversations in here without the mics on.
That's true.
Or else it's not as cool. Which, by the way, I can't wait to find out why Loren was put on probation by her husband, Dallas. I think I have an idea.
I think I do, too.
We'll find that out at 7. Real quick, does anyone feel like when they jump on a plane, they come off sick?
Yes.
Like, you hear planes are, like, just incubators for the flu and colds.
I know my ears ain't right for, like, days.
They tell you to open your air vent 100% when you get on a plane. So that you don't have that stagnant air of, like, people coughing that sits in front of you.
Amanda, she takes wipes on and wipes down her area.
That's smart.
Really? Yeah, that is smart, right?
That is smart.
Well, if you're worried about catching cold or flu on a plane, according to the New York Post, you should get a window seat.
Really?
And don't leave it until the flight is over. That's why some experts say, for years, it's perhaps the best advice coming out of the new attempt to determine why people are catching so many germs on the plane. It turns out there's been little research on the risk of catching cold or flu during travel. But some experts say that sitting at the window seat would keep a passenger away from infectious people who may be up and down the aisle. Therefore, it's safer for you to be the last one off the plane and try to touch as few things as possible, like seat backs and armrests.
See, here's the problem with me sitting in a window seat. I then want to sleep on the window, and so has every other person that sat in that chair.
I love the window. You're right.
I like the aisle.
I love the aisle.
You don't have a place to rest your head on the aisle.
It does. I can sleep anywhere. I can sleep sitting up straight, but I need more leg room.
Why do you hate the window?
I'm jammed, man. I'm a big fella. You know, there was a bit of a mishap with me flying back to Charlotte from New Orleans, and I end up having to not be stuck with my boyfriend, but with a stranger. And I had to be at the window seat, and this guy wouldn't want to move, switch with me. And I'm like, all right, dude, just so you know, I'm a big guy. Like,
coming in hot.
Like, okay.
Was it a two-seater or a three-seater plane? Like three seats on the side?
There was just two seats.
Yeah,
so
a smaller
plane. And then I'm sitting there, and then through the whole time, I'm jammed, and he's like, annoyed.
Huffing and puffing.
At me. And I'm like, dude, there was a delay. I'm stuck on this plane. I originally had better seats, and then I got stuck here. And you didn't want to work with me.
That's when I feel really, really bad for Roy, because I know that you sense that, dude. And like, yeah. You know that, like,
everybody gets upset
and
with
you want to turn to him and be like, bro, I wasn't always big cat. You want to know what happened? I'll explain to you what happened.
I didn't wake up today and go, oh my God.
Yeah. Let me explain to you. This isn't just from eating, bro. There was incidents in my life.
And then they get so upset, and it's like, well, I try to remedy the situation. And then, like, of course, I asked the flight attendant, is there any way I can move?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a better seat for me to move to? And then nobody wants to give up their seat. Nobody wants to move around.
And that's strange, because on a two-seat, the window or the aisle is, like, prime real estate. So it's not like you're stuck in the middle.
Not
why wouldn't
when
you just
you're
move?
This side.
Yeah, crazy.
But for anybody, do you know what I mean? Like, I would have given up my seat.
There's a certain amount of real estate I take up.
I've sat next to him on my way to L.A.
It's tight.
I called it snuggly.
Yeah, Sterling loves it because he's out the McGrill.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're perfect. It's perfect. But, you know. And then that's the other thing. He didn't want to switch with Sterling.
Maybe he wanted to... A shot at you.
I don't know. He was angry at me.
Oh, well, that sucks. Yeah. We're
so
mad at
weird.
Him.
And then on that flight, my seat thing broke. And so, like, it wouldn't get back in its log position. So I'm landing while laying backwards. And the girl behind me is, like, trying to push my seat up while we're landing. Because I'm falling.
You're looking at her like you're like a dentist.
Yeah. You're falling back. I'm, like, laying back at the flight attendant. Just, like, sir, you got to put it in the lung position. I'm like, I can't. I'm too big for it. I broke it. I'm sorry, your plane was built in 1960, and it didn't expect me to be this size.
You're having like a full conversation with a girl behind you.
We got to go to break. Coming back with a brand new War of the Roses. Amelia wants to see if Todd, her man, had a secret St. Patty's Day kiss with someone that wasn't her. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes.
You got to get up.
Next big or little adventure, BP, every day brighter.
You know Carowinds, this big, awesome park?
Yeah, I've been there.
Just off of 77?
It's an amusement park.
Dang right it is. And they're looking for the ultimate Peanuts fan to win a family four-pack of 2018 gold passes for their opening of Camp Snoopy. I told Amanda about this last night. I think we're sending Dean to Camp Snoopy. You can enter at kiss951.com.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be there this Saturday, too. I'm going.
What are you doing there?
I don't know what they got me going on there. I know I'm going to be there like at noon.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's fun. Go see Roy, too. Noon this Saturday. Ride the roller coaster.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. 95.1.
Hey, big shout out to Nevin Gentry, who's watching us on Facebook Live. He said wreck on 77 northbound at exit 90 causing big slowdowns. Mm. There you have it. Thank
Nevin.
You.
My gosh, you could become our traffic reporter.
Seriously.
On the streets, Nevin.
I hope you're pulled over to send that.
But there's a lot of ways that you can get a hold of us. You can always join the show but just by calling the studio at 704-570-9595. But you can always watch us. Look us up on Kiss95.1 on Facebook. We have four cameras in here. It's like a
there
TV
you
show.
Go, brother.
Instagram. At the MRL show, Twitter at the MRL show. Be part of the MRL fam bam.
Love it. There you go. And this family, sometimes we get in trouble with our real family. And it sounds like Loren was put on probation from her husband, Dallas, for some reason.
Yeah. Well, I told you guys, I'm just a bad driver, right?
I believe it.
And I got this brand new Jeep.
It's beautiful. It's white.
I've named her the Stormtrooper. And as I was pulling into work about, I don't know, 4 days ago,
mm-hmm.
pulled in so slowly to the parking spot because it was facing a wall, and I knew I didn't know the dimensions of the Jeep yet, and I felt the Jeep stop. And at that moment, I knew I hit the wall.
Yeah,
and not the brakes?
Yeah, but I was going so slowly. I was like, it'll be fine. So I back it up, and of course, I look at the front bumper, And you know the rest of the story.
Yeah. Loren, you scratched your front bumper.
I did.
And it's like plastic.
Yeah, which I found out yesterday that it's like a clip piece, so it's easy to remove and replace.
Good.
Yes. But I figured I'm sure I'll do something else to it, so I should just wait until it's like really needs changed. Yeah.
So where does your husband come into play?
So my husband, he's like, you know what? You still have the lease left on your other car. You should be driving that car until the lease is up, which is at the end of this month. And he said, you are on probation from the Jeep until the end of the month. I'm like, what are you talking about? You can't tell me I can't drive my Jeep.
Yeah.
Do you know this guy blocked in the Jeep and hid the keys to it?
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Like, that's the rudest.
And like, her husband drives a huge truck.
Yeah, there's no getting around this.
Yeah, and there's no way Loren would ever hop in the truck to move it either, because she'd hit five things on the way out.
That's a good point. Excellent point, I mean? Roy. Yeah.
But here's the thing. That's the reason he hid the keys, because I could have very easily moved the truck, but he went an extra step and took the keys away.
That's cute. Have you ever backed his truck up before?
Yes, I have.
And how many things did you hit?
Is that the one he had to put the mailbox back up?
I've just seen the truck. It's too big of a truck for me. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
And this is not a knock on Loren. She self-admits that she's a bad driver, but I told you, when you come to work here, these spaces are very small, and it is hard to judge with, because we have a concrete wall.
Right.
And there's parking deck.
And there's none of those parking stoppers.
There's none of those. So use your backup camera. For God's sakes, in a 2018 Jeep, it would probably park it for you.
You know what, Manny? I would love to back into a spot, but I don't even know how to parallel park. So, if I'm not hitting the front of the car parking forward, I would sideswipe the cars next to me backwards.
The camera's wide enough to show you both sides.
Buddy, I've tried it.
Did you tell me that you can't pull into a parking spot like in going right or left?
Yeah.
Isn't that you?
I have one side. I don't know what side it is until I'm like there, but I know there's one side I can't pull
into. She can only
into.
Park when pulling into one side of the car. Like, you know what I mean? Like if she can only pull like left.
I can only pull in left because I always park on the left side of our parking deck.
She does not know how far her vehicle goes. She does not know the dimensions at all. And it's so funny because when I first got my car, I drive a pretty big car. It's a Ford Taurus, but it's a full-size car.
Yeah.
I just hit a couple things until I figured it out.
See, Roy can't do it either. And
but
Manny,
I know.
Manny, I invite you to sit in the car with me and try to teach me to back into a spot.
Loren,
I invite you to do that.
Why don't we put together a little group of Lorenettes?
Lorenettes.
What is your driving handicap? Like, you're great maybe on the highway, or maybe you're not great on the highway. Like, I have a friend that won't drive on the highway because she's petrified of it.
Wow.
What's your driving downfall? 704-570-9595. For Loren,
it is parking lots. Like, honest to God, I think I've been in more collisions in parking lots than I have on the road.
Okay, so parking lots is Loren's kryptonite. What's yours when it comes to driving? 704-570-9595. And be honest, you'll just join Team Loren.
You can also send us a message on Instagram, Twitter, at the MRL Show, Kiss95.1's Facebook page where we're live. I'm trying to think when I have a handicap. You know, I think I have the biggest issue I have is that I like to drive fast.
Yeah.
But I brake hard.
Yeah.
I brake pretty hard.
Yeah, I do too.
And
stuff flies off my front seat.
I brake hard. And then I do my best if I have passengers, because when you're driving, you don't really realize how hard you're braking. But when I have passengers, I try to keep it easy.
Yeah.
I try to.
If you've ever followed Roy on the highway, too.
Oh, I'm fast, man.
He likes to, pretend like he's not going to get off the exit and then dart off at the last moment. And that drives me crazy.
I drive aggressive. Amanda hates that. Producer Nicole, what about you? What's your driving kryptonite?
Honestly, I don't have one. I'm a beast.
Whoa. All right, let's get your girlfriend Lorna calling. Yes. Let's see what she says.
I kind of feel the same way, but I am aggressive, and that freaks out Amanda.
Yeah, I'm aggressive. Sometimes I drive with my knee.
There it is.
But
there
I can do that.
Using my hands on the steering wheel is my kryptonite.
Yeah.
Melissa.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on the MRL
I'm
Morning Show.
I'm intimidated coming after Nicole there.
A little intimidating going after Nicole.
Yeah, because I am not a beast. In fact, I so sympathize with you, Lauren, because I cannot park to save my life. And I've been driving for a really, really long time. But I got a backup camera 2 years ago, and that has completely changed my life. Now I'm like, no, I'll back in.
Oh, so you're like a back-in Jedi.
The only way that I can do it. It's only because the camera tells me what to do and it shows me when it's got little lines that say, you're about to hit something, so stop.
That's right. True. It's true, Melissa.
Here's the problem, though. All parking spots are different sizes. Like, there's no standard
but
size for a parking spot.
The lasers will fit to the space.
Yeah.
The little lasers fit to the space that you're trying to get in.
It shoots a line out.
Park between cars, which would have terrified me before, but I'm like, no, back it up between cars. No, I got this. That parking space is my, yes, you know what I'm telling you. I'm like, I just go right in. I'm like, yeah, I got it.
All right. Thanks, Melissa. There you go.
Yeah.
Lorraine,
have a great morning.
Parking was her kryptonite. Now she's using the backup camera. And what we should do is take you to Dave and Buster's and play Mario Kart for a little bit.
Make me drive backwards?
And get you comfortable going backwards.
I'm serious about you teaching me to park to back in because I really don't know how to do it. But I think there's something like if I watch something backwards, I feel like I don't know which way to turn.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
We'll work on it.
I need some help.
I'll have my 5-year-old teach you. He backs his power wheels in like a Mac Daddy.
Easy.
And you don't want Dallas to do it because Dallas and
you
argue with each other. All right.
Are you kidding me? He'd take away my car forever.
Don't worry. Work husband will come to the rescue.
We'll have fun with it and laugh.
Ashley
in Concord. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing really well. So are you Team Loren here?
Yes, because I am 37 years old and I cannot parallel park at all.
Yeah. I feel ya.
Like, never. I drive a big SUV and I have to literally, like, if I'm driving with someone, I have to get out of the car and they have to do it for me because I can't do it. Like,
I have asked Mainey to park my car uptown before. Like, if we
yes,
all have
ma'am.
To go uptown and I'm driving, I'm like, Mainey, you got to parallel park it for me.
Yep. When my mom, she came to visit one time before I had the SUV, she was so embarrassed because I had to get out of my car, even with a little car, and she had to park my car for me. And she was like, you are a grown adult, and I'm having to park your car.
Yeah, Ashley, hold on. The next sound you hear is me hitting my head on the counter for you, okay? Hold on.
My God.
I can't believe you're a grown woman and you have to have your mama do it.
I have to do it for Sterling.
Thanks, Ashley. Really? Sterling's from New Jersey.
He's a parallel
park king up there.
No, he doesn't do it.
Do you know what I've learned from this conversation? We have all gotten our driver's license from a Cracker Jack box.
Anybody can get their license. If you are a high school student and you're freaking out right now that
don't.
You're not going to pass your test, see Loren.
This is no lie. I went to the DMV and you had to take because I was coming from Virginia to North Carolina, you had to take a little mini test to make sure you're intelligent.
Yeah.
The last four... No clue. The guy's like, you're fine. You got it. He gave me my license.
That's awesome.
Yeah. This is Victoria and Charlotte. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Victoria. Just turn your radio down for us all the way so we can hear you because we're on a little bit of a delay. We don't want to miss what you have to say. Go ahead.
Okay. So, yes, I'm a Lorenette. I am from Florida, and I cannot pull into a parking lot on the right side. So, Lauren, if you're right-handed, I can't pull in on the right side. I can't parallel park on the right side. I can do everything on the left.
It's because you know the dimensions of your car on the left. You can't see the right side.
Yeah, I can't. Everything to the right, I can't do.
I'm the same way.
Like, I hand it to my husband. I'm just like, here, babe. I don't know what I'm doing. Here.
See, and that's where I get into trouble because I'm too proud to hand it to my husband. So I just get in trouble.
You'd rather take the hit than hand it to your husband? Thanks, Victoria. Thank you for listening.
Now, Manny, how do you know the dimensions of your vehicle? How do you know the other side of it? Now, I just know because, generally in every car, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just know. And then plus I've hit a couple things.
Yeah.
So I have an idea.
It's going to sound really weird, but if I'm parking right, okay, now because I have a little mini pickup truck. And so what I do is I'll back in for one. That's way easier. Or I have an outer body experience.
One note. Oh
where when I turn into the parking spot, I go like this. I'm like, and I clench my mouth. I could just sense it. Roy, I could just feel it. I just know that I'm in right or I'm not.
What? That's the worst advice you could ever give.
You have to feel the force of the parking spot. Nicole's shaking her head. Yes, she agrees with me.
No, I agree because there will be times that I will pull in and Lauren's like, oh, you're so crooked. And I'm like, oh, really? Open the door. And she's like, What?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just know.
Have to have this weird sense about it. You have to become the car.
You also have to have that. Like, I don't have that.
No,
that's why I
no.
think I get into these accidents, because yeah. I think I know and I don't.
Yeah, but you're the queen of the dirty, so that's good.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren
that
show.
That comes in handy for us.
By the way, just a real quick story. I just have bad luck in cars to begin with. When I first got my license, a hand truck fell off the back of a truck, and I hit it going like 60 miles an hour.
You have no luck.
Destroyed my car. Okay, Luke Bryan is having to defend Katy Perry over something that happened on American Idol, and I'll tell you what it is coming up in the Dirty in 10 minutes.
Manny, Roy, and Lorette.
Wake up.
I love the morning show.
Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details and limited truck warranty information. Ends 4/2/18.
So, Nicole, two things I follow on my Instagram are puppies, because I like looking at puppy videos, and restaurants. And the one that popped up yesterday was Essex. They did a photo of their butter chicken flatbread.
Wow.
With, it's like curry chicken and there's cheese and it's, oh, it looks so good. Like if it was like 9:30 and I'm like, I want Essex.
I know. Every time they post, I show it to my girlfriend. I'm like, okay, when are we going?
I'm liking it. In fact, I think I even gave them the hard eyes emoji. Essex Bar and Bistro in Uptown off of South Tryon, guys. They're doing something really cool for Easter Sunday brunch.
Yeah, if you've never been before, make Sunday, April 1st, your first time there, because from 10:30 to 3:30, they're going to have an Easter Sunday brunch to where they're going to have your favorite brunch and lunch items. And just, you don't have to cook, you don't have to clean, for $35. And if you're under 10, $15, just bring the whole family.
That is true. They do have a very kid-friendly buffet, $4 mimosas, $6 Bloody Marys, all at Essex Bar and Bistro in Uptown.
Hi, I'm Dale Jr. My race team are
in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
You know, pays to know people in high places. If you watched The Voice last night, then you know that local Charlotte product, Jaren Strom, is Team Blake. And actually, he performed last night in a battle and won. So we're going to have Jaren on with us in just about 3 minutes before we get to Loren's Dirty to tell us a little bit about last night's experience coming up here on the MRL show.
Before we get to the Dirty, it's kind of Dirty-esque.
It is. Celebrity inspired.
That's true. We have Charlotte local Jaren Strom on with the MRL Morning Show, who's also on NBC's The Voice.
Here's a little bit of Jaren last night with Blake Shelton, and I think, who is his coach? Roy?
Trace Atkins.
Trace Atkins, there you go.
This song, it was definitely more in Branson's zone. It's a country song, but Jaren has the ability to step up to the plate, and I appreciate that kind of work ethic.
The winner of this battle is Jaren.
Jaren, congratulations.
There you go.
Yeah.
Jaren Strom.
Yeah. Hey, dude.
What's up, guys? Just feeling like a rock star in the morning.
Yeah, man. Well, we thank you for joining the MRL Morning Show. And I got to tell you, though, last night I was so irritated because they only had you on for like 5 seconds. I was hoping they'd have a longer set. You know what I mean?
I know. I was hoping they'd show a little bit more. You know, sometimes with the timing on that show, they have to shorten things to make it fit.
Well, we did. We experienced the same thing. We were on a reality TV show at TLC, and like we'd film like, dude, 5-6 hours a day. And then next thing you know, like maybe like 30 seconds of what we filmed that day made it to TV.
We're like, hey, we worked on that for 3 days.
Yeah, and that was my worst shot.
Yeah, they took the worst. Well, listen, dude.
That was a blooper. Why did they
show
that? Yeah.
Well, dude, America still loves you. You know, you're still in this game, which is awesome. Team Blake. Did he give you any advice before you go into the battle? Like, does he have one-on-ones with you, or is it something that you and Branson, who you're battling with, are in a room with him before? How does that work?
Yeah, me and Branson got to, you know, sing our song and kind of get coached and hang out with him and Trace Atkins. And, you know, his advice to me was, you know, just to keep doing the cartwheels with my voice and, you know, really putting my spin on it and, you know, doing my thing, like, and just to, you know, make sure to, you know, work on the harmonies and, you know, keep those tight and make sure that they're, you know, not pitchy and they're really good. And, you know, I never done a lot of duets and stuff like that. So
I have a question because I'm tone deaf and I know nothing about music. It's a technical question. What's cartwheels? Like, what does that mean? Cartwheels with your voice?
I think it's when you flip backwards, Loren.
Yeah, you're a gymnast. You should know that. Yeah, Jaren Strom, what is that?
It's the happy dance at the end. I'm just kidding. It's so basically, with my voice, I kind of do, you know, like the runs, and, you know, I go up high on parts and kind of put my own twist on it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the cartwheels he's speaking of, because, you know, in a country song with Branson, it's you know, natural to kind of stay low, stay in the key.
So he wants you to show your range a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
So,
you know what's so interesting about Jaren's voice is, like, when he's just talking to you, such a laid-back delivery.
Mm-hmm.
But the dude, I mean, you really are. But you can belt it out on stage. Like, I have a hard time hearing your stuff on stage and then listen to you on the phone. I'm like, is this the same guy that I see on TV?
It's like the British singer who's got a very big British accent, but when he sings, you can't hear it.
You're
like, that doesn't even match.
Yeah, it's kind of like what I get with you, dude.
That's cool, dude.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy, and, like, I guess it's kind of like that wow factor of, like, man, after talking to you, I never expected that voice, so it's always been kind of a thing.
Do you have an alter ego on stage, like Beyonce's got Sasha Fierce?
Yes, exactly. That's my alter ego on stage.
And he becomes Roy Brown.
I know, I want a name for it. Jaren, do we need to come up with a name?
I think it's J-A-Ron.
J-A-Ron. I love it. Jaren Strom on with the MRL show. Well, listen, bro, we are following you along your way on your journey on The Voice on NBC, of course, Team Blake. Congratulations on your big win yesterday over Branson, Ireland, in your first battle. Let's stay in touch, though, as the show moves along. Is that cool?
Let's do it, man. I appreciate you guys letting me be involved with your show, and I look forward to talking to you guys again.
For sure, for sure. Go ahead and plug your social media in case people want to give you a quick shout out.
Yeah, just at Jaren Strom on Twitter, Instagram, and everything. So
there you go.
Check it out.
J-A-R-O-N, Jaren Strom. All right, thanks, Jaren. Good luck.
All right, appreciate it.
See you, bud. Okay, there he goes.
I thought you'd spell the last name. I thought that was the most hard part.
Really?
Yeah. Strom?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Really? It's S-T-R-O-M. I would have been like A-U. I'd have been all sorts
really?
Everywhere. Yeah. But you can see Jaren on NBC The Voice. Blake Shelton's team.
Anything else going on in the dirty?
But I mean, it can wait. We can push it to the 8:30.
What's your big story? What's going on? You need a lot of time with it?
Well, yeah, kind of, because there's audio for it, and it's a whole thing.
What's good tease for it? What's keep people hanging on until 8:30?
Well, Luke Bryan is having to defend Katy Perry for something that happened on American Idol. I know we were just talking about The Voice, but...
Okay, it's fine. We're not loyal to any of them. It's good.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll get into that at 8:30.
Okay.
But now we got to play Can't Beat Loren, where you try and take her down in pop culture questions.
Yeah, so please give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. She's got 9 wins. So call now and take her down.
Hey.
Madeline, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Loren today. Are you in the car by yourself?
No, my husband Alex is in the car with me. We're commuting in.
All right.
Who's driving?
Alex.
All right, Alex.
As long as it's not me, you guys are in good shape. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Same here.
Let's play Can't Beat Loren.
Good. All right, Loren, you're going to have to get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Loren is leaving the studio. We want to thank our sponsor, Corona Light. Find your beach. It's time, Buzz City. It's time for Can't Beat Loren. Now, she's out of the studio. You can see that if you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook.
All right, here we go. Alex driving, Madeline riding shotgun. This legally blonde actress turns 41 tomorrow. Who is that?
Reese Witherspoon.
And this Baby Hit Me One More Time singer is in a support battle with the baby daddy.
Britney Spears.
Question 3. Blake Shelton talked about how great Gwen Stefani is on the Today Show. The couple's flame began when they were both judges on what NBC TV show?
The Voice.
Just talked about that, yes. Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid broke things off. What boy band was Zayn a part of?
One Direction.
And the movie trailer for Fred Rogers' Life is now out. What TV show did he host on PBS?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Sure. The movie trailer for Fred Rogers' Life is out. What TV show did he host on PBS?
I don't know that one.
All right, you're gonna be mad
That's
when you hear bad. The answer.
All right,
come on,
Hello.
Come on in, Loren. Don't say shh. Don't say anything. Yes, Roy.
Okay, thank you.
Loren's back.
Okay, I'm in.
changes.
What was the score?
Yeah, hang on. Okay. There's some changes. I'm trying to keep up. It's 4 today.
Yeah, she got 4 correct.
Okay.
Okay, so not terrible. Mm-hmm. Good job. Here we go. Question number 1. This Legally Blonde actress turns 41 tomorrow. Who is that?
Reese Witherspoon.
That's right. 1-1.
And this Baby Hit Me One More Time singer is in a support battle with baby daddy.
Britney Spears.
That's right, 2-2.
Blake Shelton talked about how great Gwen Stefani is on the Today Show. The couple's flame began when they were both judges on what NBC TV show?
Voice.
You're right, 3-3.
Now, Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid broke things off recently.
Yes.
What boy band was Zayn a part of?
One Direction.
That's right, wow, it's 4-4.
The movie trailer for Fred Rogers' Life is out. What TV show did he host on PBS?
Really?
Oh my gosh, this is the easiest.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Oh, is that
duh.
It?
Yes,
yes.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what Mr. Rogers' first name is. I literally just took a stab at that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only way I would have known it if you said Mr. Rogers.
Y'all, context clues. Fred Rogers, yeah. PBS.
Well, when you're 7 and watching Reading Rainbow, you don't know what station it's on.
Very true.
You got it right. Why are you yelling at me?
I'm not. I'm just saying that was a hard question.
Final score, 5-4. The win, you got 10 wins.
Alex, did you know that one, Alex?
To be honest, no, I didn't. Okay. I had no idea.
See, right. I'm defending Alex and Madeline.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, guys. Awesome. Not quite a win, but you know what I want to hear.
Yeah, we're Alex and Madeline from Huntersville, and we can't beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Show.
Great. Thanks. Enjoy your commute the rest of the way. We'll try and entertain you, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Still to come. Keyword being try, right, Roy?
Yeah, we're mediocre. But be careful if you are out there. It could be snowing north of Charlotte. A winter and mix.
How about a little Confession Wednesday to throw things into a little spicy way this morning? We always get good confessions.
704-570-9595. It is a judgment-free zone. So call in and get your confession out there.
What's it cost, Roy, to get something off my chest?
$0. It's completely free. It's free therapy, man.
There you go.
Maney. Capabilities. LTE Cat 18. Actual speeds vary.
Okay. What happened, Loren? Really? We did. Is this deja vu?
Not my fault.
Yesterday.
You're right. It happened at the exact same time before we did this yesterday.
Yeah. It's our job to go on the radio and talk about how great ZeroRes is. They want us to be spokespeople for this. And you continually knock stuff over. Right before we're going to talk about them.
I'm a mess. I can't park. I knock water over constantly.
You're like an
I'm
octopus.
Done. I am.
You got 8 tentacles over there knocking things around.
Why do you think I call ZeroRes so much, by the way?
And I love how like the staff here brought in an extra table to put all of our liquids and food on because they know we have this issue. And we still don't use that table.
Megan Trainor is standing on that table.
Okay. ZeroRes is the spot for you to go for all your carpet cleaning needs. They're doing a great deal right now. 3 rooms for just $119.
You can give them a call. We trust them in our homes. They're empowered water. Safe for your kids and pets. 704-509-4488.
Yep, you can check them out online at ZeroResCharlotte.com. Believe it or not, it's springtime. I know it doesn't feel like it today, so get your spring cleaning in with ZeroRes.
The hunt is on.
Act the number 2, stroke.com.
Hey, visit kiss951.com to refresh and revamp your home. Spring spruce up tips from the great outdoors in Churchill. And this Friday, we got something really cool going on with the Friday free-for-all. Oh, there's your mic, buddy.
There we go. We're going to hook you up with Nelly concert tickets. He's going to be at the Kannapolis Intimidator Stadium Saturday, April 14th, during the legendary Friday free-for-all. Make sure you listen for your chance to win that.
All right, we got people on hold for Confession Wednesday. Someone did something in a store and then ran away, and another person did some snooping. Confessions in 3 minutes.
I have a confession to make.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1.
It is free therapy for you. 704-570-9595.
So I was at JT's Kia last weekend, and somebody came up to me and said, hey, I was the one that confessed something. And she went on with the confession. I don't remember it, but at the time I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's like, thank you for letting me get it off my chest. I said, that's what it's there for. You know, hopefully you went and you felt better about yourself after you confessed.
All right, let's start with Emily in Colorado. You're on for Confession Wednesday, the first one here on the MRL Morning Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. What's your confession?
So I was in the store yesterday, and I was buying some eggs. So I picked them up, And then I tripped over something on the ground. I don't know what it was. But the eggs went everywhere, and I just ran away.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not your fault. You tripped over something. The eggs fell.
It happened.
The issue, though, was, Emily, is that you didn't have the eggs. I mean, did you go to another store and buy eggs?
Yeah.
Almost. Well, never mind.
It says here on our call screener you're calling from Colorado. Is that true?
Yeah.
Where about in Colorado?
I'm in Littleton.
So how
my cousin
did you
lives in Littleton?
Yeah, how did you discover the MRL Morning Show out in Colorado?
I visited North Carolina maybe like a week ago.
And you just listened to us and liked us?
Yeah.
Now, are you listening on the Kiss 95.1 app? Because you can literally listen to our radio station. Okay. So, yeah, awesome. You can listen to us everywhere. Cool.
Yeah.
And if you're smart, you can find us on Alexa. It's not easy. If you ask Alexa to play Kiss, you'll hear L.A. or, like, Louisiana.
Yeah, there's so many Kiss stations.
Mm. What radio show do you listen to out there in Colorado, like locally?
I listen to 95.7.
And who does mornings there?
Deuce.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Deuce?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that name.
I don't know if I've heard it, man.
Me neither.
I don't know if I've heard that word.
All right.
Show.
Emily, thank you for listening all the way in Colorado. Thank you for your confession. And whatever you do, don't tell Deuce we do this.
Hey, what time is it in Colorado?
Yeah, you guys are like 2-3 hours behind?
Let me see. I am 2 hours behind.
Yeah, so it's 5:53.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, go back to bed or something.
Or keep listening.
There goes Emily. Thanks, Emily. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Yeah. Who needs to be a syndicated show when you got an app that
you know what?
You
can in today's age, that is very true.
Yeah. Who needs that? This is Catherine in Winston-Salem. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Anybody in Charlotte or?
I'm on my way back.
Okay. Great. Well, what would you like to confess?
Well, it's kind of a double confession now that I'm thinking about it. But about a year ago, I went on a beach trip with my brother and his girlfriend and my boyfriend and several others. And I went on my boyfriend, who I thought it was his iPad at the time, to look something up. And I snooped a little bit on his text and found some nasty text messages between some different women. So at the time, I wanted to keep the peace on the beach trip. So I found his toothbrush and put it up a hole it should not go up. And I didn't say anything and later found out that the iPad I was looking at was my brother's. And I didn't tell the girlfriend he had at the time because I did not like her either.
Wow.
I don't even know where to go after that.
I know. It's bad, but, you know, yeah. I'll probably bring it up later in a fight with one of them. And they're not together anymore, my brother and his girlfriend.
Yeah,
so it doesn't matter. Anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't matter now.
Mm-hmm. Where'd the toothbrush go?
In
a spot that the sun doesn't see much
why
action.
Why are you questioning this?
No, maybe.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I heard it right.
What's happening?
But, you know, I was listening a couple weeks ago, and someone else confessed they put it up a hole, too. Maybe
they're drunk. This is getting better.
Just to hear your sweet southern voice
before.
And just say what you're saying is funny alone. I'm sorry.
I don't even remember someone saying that on our show. We don't need details, Catherine.
Where the sun doesn't shine. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Catherine. And Winston-Salem, heading back to Charlotte. Be careful on your ride back, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
I love you guys.
We love you.
Too.
We love you.
Us.
You made
love
my morning.
More than you know. Holy cow. Thank you.
What's happening?
I'm afraid to go on. And Loren's crying.
Oh, and then on top of that, we're having people from not even in this state. We had Ben in California called us. And then on Facebook, somebody from Australia, Jamie's in Australia watching us.
Yeah.
No one from Charlotte. We're number one elsewhere. Not here.
Oh, my gosh. Can you tell me something, though?
What?
She thought it was somebody else's iPad.
Yeah, so she snooped on an iPad that she thought was her boyfriend's, and it was someone else's.
It was her brother's.
Yes, but she punished her boyfriend for the issue.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That story, man. Loren and I looked at each other, and I was like, did I really just hear what I think I just heard?
She said that word, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, I don't know if we should do another round. Somebody's on hold that wants a voice disguiser, which, by the way, we can do. It takes a minute, so we need to do a song. and then we'll get the voice disguise around, but she's married and she's got something going on with her ex-boyfriend.
I'm sorry, Jessica on Facebook Live said I hope it wasn't electric.
The Manny Roy and this is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So, we're going to still attempt Confession Wednesday.
Yeah, there's someone on hold that wants to use this voice disguiser. Let's hope this works.
Okay.
So, this is a thing now.
This is Anonymous. You're on with Confession Wednesday.
Hi. So, I need to confess that I have an ex-boyfriend who's been sending me dirty pics for the last, like, 6 months or so.
Oh, whoa.
Which wouldn't be a big deal, but I'm married and have been for two years.
I was going to say, what's the problem there?
My husband.
Yeah, that's a problem.
But I don't, to be honest, I don't really want to stop. I sort of love the attention, and I know that to him, I'm the one that got away, so it feels good.
Do you send him things in return?
Not like pictures or anything, but I definitely don't.
You acknowledge the fact that he sent you
stuff? Yeah. I mean, he knows I'm married, and at first I kind of told him to stop because of my situation, but I obviously haven't stopped it completely because I like it.
So if you liked him, then why didn't you choose to marry him? Like, what was it that got you away?
I mean, he wasn't ready to settle down at that point, and I was, and this guy, my husband, came along, and he's a great guy. There's nothing wrong with him, but... You know, it's like 2 years into marriage, and it's honeymoon's over. I really loved the other guy. So.
Oh, this sounds way deeper than just some text messages that are coming through.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you settled by marrying your husband? Would you say that?
I don't know that settled is the right word, but it took me a long time to get over the other breakup. I was devastated.
Oh, you know what? She needs some spice. That's also she needs it to be spicy again. That's it.
Well, and how do you?
Well, maybe the husband can start sexting with her.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Why don't you fire that? Why don't you fire that up?
I don't know that he would do it. Like, he's a super sweet guy, but he's definitely not that type. He's.
I mean, you never know until you ask.
Yeah.
Oh, no. All right. Well, Anonymous, we'll see you on War of the Roses in a year, okay? Thanks for your confession.
Thanks.
Wow. Hey, as we were talking to her, it got me thinking, like, Loren, when you met Dallas, after you were already married, a guy showed up on your door.
Yeah.
So when did the ex come back in your life after you were already with someone else? What's that story at 704-570-9595. I don't know if you'll be able to beat Lorenz, and if you've never heard it, we'll have her tell it, Roy, coming up here in just about 3 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorenz. Kiss 95.1.
If you want to hop on the phones with us, you can. 704-570-9595. Talking about when your ex kind of showed back up. And if you remember when Adele's song came out and that was like,
oh, people were going back to exes like nobody's business.
Yep. Yep.
All right, tell us, Loren, because a lot of people might not know your story.
Yeah, so I had this guy that I was friends with, and we, you know, whatever, but he came to my house like 2 or 3 years ago, and he shows up and confesses his love for me. And I'm like, okay, so situational awareness is not your thing because I'm married.
And how long have you been married?
8 years. And we've been together for 12, so it's not like Dallas is a new dude that is around. Like, this guy knew that I was married, and I had cash at that point, I think.
Oh, or
I was pregnant or something.
You might have been pregnant.
Yeah, maybe I was pregnant. But he comes to my house and gives me something that he stole from my mom's house
years ago
and says, I think you'd want this back. It was your dad's. I'm like, well, why do you have it? He's like, I took it at your dad's funeral. I was like, what? And then he confesses his love for me, and I'm like, you do realize my husband is like upstairs in his office, right? Like, you realize that?
Did he fly all the way to Charlotte?
No. So his...
Well, I mean, you don't have to say that. Yeah. No is the answer. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Right. He didn't come all the way to Charlotte for you.
No.
Okay. All right. When did your ex show up when you were already involved with someone else?
This is Gabby in Huntersville. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Gabby. Good morning.
So, good morning. So, I just got married a year ago, and I dated a guy in high school for all 4 years, actually. And we stopped talking, and, you know, things ended pretty badly. And he shows up at my wedding. And I don't know how he got, you know, because we had mutual friends, of course. I'm sure he heard about it, and, you know, there was, like, Facebook posts about it. And he shows up and stands up while I was walking down the aisle and was like, I love you. I want to be with you. And it was a disaster.
What did your fiance do?
Well, he really, really wanted to, like, just go tackle him. I could see it in his eyes. But my dad stepped out, you know, because he was walking me down the aisle, and he removed him from the ceremony. And it was just so awkward. Like,
is that on video? And how? And, well, can we see it?
It is on video. But I took it down from Facebook because it caught so much attention and drama, and it was just so awkward. And like just standing up there looking at him, like saying our vows and stuff after that just happened, it basically ruined my wedding.
I can imagine that.
By the way, you could go viral with this.
You could.
Yeah. Well, it had like 50 shares when I took it down from Facebook, and I was just like, you know, my husband was upset about it, and it was just it was awful.
What are we gonna do? Are we gonna redo our vows and do a wedding again, or what?
Well, we might have like a private ceremony with just like family. But
yeah, make sure there's like locks and bouncers and security.
Yeah, how long ago was this?
Put a giant bowling ball on that guy's foot.
When was it?
It was March 2nd of last year.
Oh, so this is so fresh still. So at the point that he stands up and is removed, do you like reset the whole thing and walk down the aisle again? Or do you
stay up there? They had just opened the doors like when I was about to walk down the aisle. And he stands up and just starts telling me he loves me and that he misses me and that I was making a big mistake. And I just started crying. It was awful.
Gabby, I hate to hear this.
Me too.
This is a movie.
You know what I mean?
This is crazy what happened to Gabby. And
you know, not that I perform weddings all the time as an ordained minister, but I don't do the whole, if anyone has any objection, speak now because of that. I don't know.
Sounded like this dude didn't even need that window.
I know, he didn't, but you just don't even want to create it. And by the way, if that ever happened to me, I'd be like, well, clearly I'm a catch, y'all. Let's get back to
make a joke about it.
And then my friends just started standing up, like, cussing at him and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, we had to tell everybody to sit down and be quiet so we can continue with the ceremony. Yeah, it was just...
Holy cow. All right, Gabby. Thank you so much for sharing. Sorry that happened to you. And
that's okay.
What's the whole weird thing about the whole thing is that there's some percentage of him that thought you would
take him back
or else he wouldn't have went.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Real quick.
Alex in Mooresville. Welcome to the Hi. Welcome to the MRL morning show.
Well, good morning. First of all,
good morning.
Good morning to you. So when did an ex get in touch with you?
So a couple years ago, I was in a relationship with a guy and, one of my, exes just needed a ride home from work. So I went to pick him up with my mom. And I dated this guy back in, like, high school, and we were graduated by a year. This was, like, freshman year when I dated him. He confessed to both me and my mother that he loved me, and he wanted me to break up with the guy I was with currently. And if I broke up with my boyfriend at the time, he would break up with his girlfriend at the time.
That's what I didn't understand about my whole situation. I was just like, you're coming to my home.
Thanks,
you're professing
Alex.
Your love for me. Like, what is your end game here? Do you think I'm just going to leave my husband, my house, and my kid?
Right. Like, same thing with Gabby at the wedding. Like, you think she's just going to be like, okay, I'm sorry. New fiance, you step in.
Yeah, it's strange.
And that happens in movies, people, and in TV shows because the script calls for it.
Right. And people react a certain way according to the script.
In real life, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Oh, this is crazy. We got a tweet at the MRL show and said, ran into my ex at Disney of all places. He followed me, my husband, and my family around to ride rides with his new fiance.
Not the happiest place on earth.
Ooh.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren show.
And the new fiance is probably like, let's just leave them alone. Like, they seem happy without you in their life.
Jeez.
All right, what do you got coming up in the Dirty on the 30?
All right, so Luke Bryan is defending Katy Perry for something that happened on American Idol. I'll tell you why coming up in the Dirty on the 30 in 10 minutes.
Maney, Roy, and Loren.
Money, in a lot of cases, within 3 to 4 weeks.
All investment vary per deal.
The most amazing thing about our program, you keep full control of your funds. Go to rein-inc.com or call 866-433-5008.
So, if your ex is in love with someone else, as we're discussing on the radio show this morning, and you want them back, there's only one way to do it. And that's either to take them to Diamonds Direct and buy them whatever they want, or go to Diamonds Direct and buy them a really, really expensive diamond.
I would probably make sure you're in a relationship before you buy it.
Okay, not a good idea?
No, probably not. Okay, there might be repercussions for that.
Let's take it back.
Okay.
And let's start again.
Okay.
So if you're in a perfectly sound relationship and you want to dazzle the one you love, go to Diamonds Direct.
That's a much better intro. Diamonds Direct, they're going to teach you about the stones that you're buying. So if you're buying an engagement ring and you know nothing about it, don't worry. They will teach you along the way.
That is true.
The selection is huge. And the people that work there really care about the customer. Diamonds Direct has been a longtime supporter of the MRL show. You should support them just for that reason.
Yes, that's true. Get that free lifetime warranty with any purchase. Diamonds Direct on Sharon Road across from the South Park Mall.
There's still time to save at Nissan.
Hey, Loren, we have an extra second before the dirty, so do you want Roy to entertain us with his didgeridoo for a minute?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Go, buddy, go.
I'm so talented.
Yeah, you can talk and play the didgeridoo.
Yeah.
By the way, if you have no idea what the didgeridoo is, Roy, take a picture of it and slap it up on at the MRL show on our Insta. Or, Nicole, take a picture of him playing it.
Yeah.
And people can get a look, because a lot of people don't even know what it is.
I didn't know what it was until I started working with you two. And you're obsessed with it.
That's Roy playing in the background. It's an Australian windwood. It's like it's a wood instrument.
You're pointing it at me.
Good. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Somebody says every time you play it, it reminds them of Survivor.
Yeah, maybe. I get that.
And let me tell you, there's no other morning show in Charlotte that has the didgeridoo. So that's why you stick with us. Wow, that's good. I want to do that.
I want you to learn to play so you can play Name That Tune on the didgeridoo.
I like it, man.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, see, if you can play it, we can jam, bro.
I know. I'm trying. I got it.
I just don't see any growth, and I've been here for a week.
Exactly. Can you take didgeridoo lessons?
I don't know. Maybe, but I got at least one tone down, one note.
And how long have you had it?
A week?
No, he's had it for like a year.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the note.
No.
He just learned the note. All right, what do you got going on in the Hollywood world?
All right, so the kids of Stranger Things are getting a huge bump in their paycheck. Now, they are set to renegotiate, and they will make as much as $350,000 per episode, which is like 12 times what they were previously making. So that's good news for them.
Good.
NSYNC is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. They'll join the Backstreet Boys, Boyz II Men, New Kids on the Block, New Edition, who all already have stars.
Now, why do you think it took so long? Do we have any word on why?
I, honest to God, have no idea. Now, all the members of the boy group will attend, so we'll actually get a little mini NSYNC reunion when they get it.
Sweet.
Cool.
And Shawn Mendes just gave us another little teaser, a little bit more information about the song that's going to debut tomorrow. It's called In My Blood.
None of the boys are hurting for money, but we've said this before that it's really not an NSYNC show unless JT goes along, right?
I don't know if none of the boys are hurting for money. I haven't heard from Chris Kirkpatrick in a hot minute.
Loren, he had to do okay.
He's at the Wendy's.
I mean, even if he's living in...
He's from Pittsburgh.
Okay, so I mean, he's living in a decent home in a nice suburb of Pittsburgh, I would think. Or Florida, right? Orlando. Point is, let's say they want to do a tour because one of the two need money.
Yeah.
Either Chris or Joey Fatone or whoever. You call Justin. You're like, bro, I need you to get in on this. Justin's like, I'll just cut you the check.
Yeah.
it'll save me the trip of having to go back out on the road.
Well, Justin's on tour for like 2 years now.
I know. So he's like, I'll just cut you the check that we would make on a tour.
He's like, I'm busy, bro. I can't.
Yeah.
Okay, so remember that whole thing on American Idol where Katy Perry kissed Benjamin Glaze?
Yes.
Well, he's come out later and said that he was extremely uncomfortable during the whole situation, even though he knows the kiss was harmless. So now Luke Bryan is coming to Katy Perry's defense.
Oh, good. Come on. Enough is enough.
Wait, what? I kind of see the kid's point of view.
I think everyone watching was a little uncomfortable, too.
Yeah.
But didn't he make it uncomfortable?
No.
She, like, I don't want to say forced him to kiss her, but he had never kissed anyone before.
He never kissed a girl in his life. And then on the way up, he's like, it's just on the cheek, right? Like, that was clearly a big thing.
And he planted one right on his lips.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden we lost our sense of humor and nothing's funny anymore? And
no, it wasn't funny. It was uncomfortable to watch.
It's unfortunate that stuff like that turns into a story that big. I watched an actual interview where Ben, the kid that was involved, he said he was cool with everything.
You're right.
And I got to back Katie on that. You know, she's in there working hard.
Yeah, that's my point. It's like she's trying to put on a fun show like we are.
And that was Luke Bryan's point, is that the kid said he was okay with it, and then he said he was extremely uncomfortable with it. So, but the problem is, in the climate that we live in right now, like, you can't really do stuff like that. Like, I don't know.
What if Luke Bryan did that to a woman?
Right.
Time's up.
Well,
we know
why
that.
Is that? Why is that not a double standard? Why is that a double standard then? Why is Katy Perry okay to do it? She's Katy Perry.
It'd be different if it was.
Because time's not up for women. Time's up is a women's thing.
No,
it's not
stop.
A men's thing.
Okay. Stop. You missed the whole point.
What else is new? What do you got? What's
what
trending?
Else is new?
What's hot? What is Lauren like?
All right, I found a fun doorbell for you. Instead of just pressing the one button where it makes all the noises and all the jingles, now it's a mini piano so you can play your own doorbell.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
If you come to my house, Manny, you can play whatever you want, and well, I'll know it's you because that's your ring.
Is there a didgeridoo button?
There is not a didgeridoo button.
I can ring your doorbell with a didgeridoo.
All right, shh. I'm going to ring Roy's doorbell, okay? You ready? Maybe he's not home. He's not answering.
There you go.
Are you knocking too?
I'm actually pretending not to be home. I'm hiding in my back room.
Someone's at your door.
All right. Thank you, Lauren.
You're welcome.
Okay.
We'll have all the information.
Hey, want to get dirty?
Agent now.
Join AJ and Kiss 95.1 at the T-Mobile located at 8506 South Tryon Street this Sunday from 1 to 3 with Kiss 95.1. Oh, hi, buddy.
Hey, thank you for the microphone. There's multiple T-Mobiles on South Tryon. That's the one right past Walmart.
Okay.
So just in case anyone's getting nervous about which one it is.
T-Mobile and Walmart kind of go hand in hand. There's always a Walmart somewhere and there's always a T-Mobile somewhere.
But you know where the Walmart is in South Tryon.
Kind of like mattress firm.
Yeah, all of the facts.
I have reason to believe that they don't sell mattresses.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show. Rise and shine. Kiss 95.1.
I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorenz. Kiss 95.1.
Serious business here on the MRL Show. Serious business needs to be discussed. From bikes to trains to video games. I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
Doo-dum.
That is so sad that Toys R Us is going out of business. But there is news to be told. Things are happening, people, with the Toys R Us Chapter 11 bankruptcy file that they did. Go ahead, Lauren. What do you know?
I don't know anything about this. I just remember how disappointed I was when I went to New York City a couple years ago, and all I wanted to do was go to the FAO Swartz toy store, and we went, and it was closed.
That's awesome.
I was like, what? Gone?
So according to this article, Toys R Us is starting the liquidation sales at most of its U.S. stores on Thursday. So the good sales, like in Pineville, will start happening on Thursday. I'm sure there's other ones, but Pineville's the one that's coming to my head.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening on Thursday, and it will be complete by the end of June, they hope. Toys R Us had hoped to remain in business, this is according to the USA Today, for about 700 stores still in operation, but they began going out of business, with 144 U.S. stores. That includes Babies R Us, Loren, which, Roy, your sister loves that store.
Yeah, she liked it.
Mm. Loren, not so much. I don't know why, but okay.
I just had a bad customer service experience.
Okay. Now, here's where things get interesting. Remember KB Toy Stores?
Yeah.
Well, KB Toy Stores plans to make a comeback because now Toys R Us is gone.
Oh, so they're not buying the stores, but they are using this as an opportunity.
The toy retailer, which went out of business in 2009, said via a statement that they had been working on several models to resurrect the Great American Toy Store. And now that Toys R Us plans to close, KB says it's going to resurrect sooner than planned.
Hmm.
And why not?
Yeah, there's a void in the market.
I get that Amazon, Roy, which you love to shop on, is easy. And yes, you can go to Target and Walmart, but there really is something special about taking your kids to a toy store.
I get it. I didn't know FAO Schwartz closed permanently until you just said that, Loren.
Yeah.
That happened 2 years ago.
Isn't that sad?
Well, they should come back.
I agree.
Why did they close? I thought, like, in my head, they were like the biggest toy store company ever.
I agree. I wanted to go play the big piano.
Yeah.
Jump on it.
Sales down, man. They plan to open about 1,000 pop-up stores, KB does, before Black Friday of this year.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, here's another nugget that just came through. According to Bloomberg, Amazon is considering buying some Toys R Us stores.
Oh, boy.
Why, oh, boy?
Well, because they're buying everything.
Oh.
They're taking over.
They're becoming giants.
Yeah.
They've looked into the possibility of expanding its retail footprint by acquiring some locations. Now, the one thing I do know about the Pineville store, because I talked to the manager when I was there, Toys R Us owns that building, so that's a little more valuable to them than buildings that Toys R Us lease. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So Pineville might be a little slower on the liquidation sales. But I thought that was kind of cool that Amazon's thinking about buying into Toys R Us.
I mean, if you go on their website, it's not easy to find their sale right now.
Oh, ToysRUs.com?
Yeah.
Toys R Us.
Well, that was the other thing I read, too, is that their website's not easy. There were several reasons why they went out of business, and it wasn't all just big giant stores and like Amazon.
Right.
It was other complaints as well. Like the stores were boring. When you walk into a Toys R Us, it is kind of just a warehouse now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It doesn't really have a toy store feel to it. It's just a warehouse filled with toys.
Well, that was the cool thing about FAO Schwartz. It was a toy store.
Yeah.
You walked in, there were these huge stuffed animals. Like every room told a story.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not how it is.
Well, that is sad.
I don't want to grow up fun, toys wrecking. They got a million toys and toys are up that I can play with.
Listen to the quality from 1980, Roy.
They got the best for so much as you really flip your lid.
From bikes to trains to video games.
I mean, do you not want to go there after you hear this story?
I do. I want to go. I want to help them.
Giraffe. My gosh.
Yeah, I know. The giraffe was so cool. You know, but one thing I do like about Amazon is that they've gotten everyone else to offer free shipping, which is beautiful.
Yeah, that is true. It's
like Target, Walmart, everyone does free shipping.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty good deal. I do like it when people make things competitive.
All right. Now, we got to switch gears in conversation.
Why?
And move from a children's conversation about toy stores to a more adult conversation. So if you have the little ones in your car and they don't want to hear this, we're going to talk about what you do after adult time. A new study comes out and says men do one thing and women do another thing, and there's really no middle.
All right.
All right. After adult time, where do you go, Loren? Where does Dallas go? Where do you go, Roy? Where does Sterling go?
Okay.
All right, we're going to discuss in just about 10 minutes.
Now it's your turn. One.
Okay. And what we said earlier, and I'll safe to mention it again, adult conversation is coming. But it's important, adult conversation, so it needs to be had because I think it's good, and I want to know what you guys do. After moving furniture, a new study says women and men are completely opposite in what they want to do after that.
So Dallas and I are completely different. So I'm interested to hear what your research finds.
Okay. It's cliche, according to the study from Your Tango, but it says most women want to talk and cuddle and connect. Most guys want to sleep or watch TV. And my gosh, is that not true for me? Now, I don't know if Amanda necessarily wants to cuddle. Like, she'll want to watch TV too, but I definitely love watching TV after. And sometimes I like to leave the room that I was in.
Why?
I don't know.
Like, what is that about?
I'm ashamed of myself.
Okay.
I'm ashamed that somebody had to witness me. All right. So let's just go around the room.
So Dallas likes to go to sleep. Like, he's relaxed afterwards. And I am wired afterwards. And I want to get up and go do something.
Like something productive? Like, would you hang a picture?
Yeah,
or
something productive. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Even go as far as working out afterwards. Because I'm wide awake afterwards. So that's where, we differ, too, just in times that we want to move furniture. Because I would rather move furniture during the day or the morning. And he would rather move it at night.
Right. Well, with us, with our schedule, forget it. I can't do anything past 9.
Yeah, I know.
What about you, bud?
We have schedule issues, too. It's really strange. I have a really weird window. I don't want to do it late at night. I don't want to do it first in the morning. So it's like afternoon. It's like my ideal time.
Between 1 and 2:30.
Yeah, and he's at work. So
that's funny.
Yeah. But no, when it happens, I'm like Lorraine. It wakes me up, so I can't go to sleep immediately. I'll be on my phone.
You active, though? I mean, do you want to watch TV?
I can't. It's hard to go to sleep, so like anything to bypass time.
Yeah.
You know.
What about Sterling?
He goes right to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Producer Nicole, what about you and your girlfriend? How different are you two?
She's like ready to nap. Like,
she wants to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And you?
I'm just down for whatever. Like, if we're, but here's the thing is like, our time is mainly like when we get ready for stuff because there's scheduling issues too because she works from home. So like, when
so that's why you're always late for everything. No, Nicole's not late for anything. But if I text Nicole at like 5 o'clock and I'm like, "Hey, we're going uptown around 7:30. Do you want to come meet us?" She's like, "Oh, we'll never be ready in time."
And that's
like,
why.
Yeah, it makes sense now.
We know what's happening.
Okay.
I mean, you guys, if you feel comfortable weighing in and you and your significant other are completely opposite in what you like to do after moving furniture, you can call us at 704-570-9595. We always like to see if the facts are right, if the facts fit the reality of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my wife just texted and said that she gets an energy boost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me.
And me too. There's a lot of movement. And, yeah. You know, I'm moving around
quite
a bit.
Get the heart pumping.
Yeah, I'm dying to go watch. For some reason, I'm dying to go watch TV.
I thought you'd be like a sandwich guy. Like, let me go fix a sandwich.
That's possible. I don't know why, but I'm telling you, I want to leave where I just was.
It's so strange.
Like, wherever that was, like, I want to go be in a different room or something. And it's not, I don't know. It's just, I'm like, okay, time to move on. In fact, sometimes Amanda's like, can you just hang out for a minute? I know we're married, but damn. Which is a really good point.
He's like, I gotta go. Bye.
He's like, I get in my car and drive. Like, what am I doing? I'm married.
You feel like you're leaving your girlfriend's house.
I think. I don't know what goes on in my head.
The cool thing is, like, Sterling and I don't want, like, really want to cuddle after. We don't really cuddle that much after.
Oh, us either. It's like, don't touch.
Yeah. We're both ashamed.
704-570-9595. You know, that's the other reason why I went and got this cool sculpting thing done. Amanda was telling me the other day, she's like, now that she's pregnant, she's like, I got to be honest. It's like, it's a little weird when our bellies are touching. And I'm like, how dare you?
I tell you what, I've had some similar stories.
Realities of the world.
Anonymous in Charlotte, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Doing well, bud.
Cool. Well, I was just wanted to say, after moving furniture once, we take a small little break, maybe 5 minutes or so, 10, then after that, we move furniture yet again.
What? Hang on. Now, I see this on Grey's Anatomy all the time. And I'm like, how do those people do it? Because after one time, I'm done.
I'm like an animal.
Yeah.
I go into hibernation.
I've never understood the people that can just pick it up and go again.
For you. I mean, so you both just lay there, discuss it, and then just go again, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Lay there, discuss it, or, you know,
discuss
do whatever.
Performance.
And then
I mean, what we can do differently. Let's try it again. There's like some
honestly,
coaching going
honest,
on.
If I'm be honest, maybe maybe for lucky, maybe a third time.
Third time.
What?
How long are your sessions?
Oh, what?
Well, I want to know.
Are we going to peel back that layer?
I want to know. How long does one session take?
Remember, you're anonymous.
That's fine.
Right. No, it's fine. I would say, I mean, depending on the session, it could be anywhere between 15 to 30.
15 to 30, and you do that 2 to 3 times. Oh, my gosh.
Do you have a job? Like, what else do you do in life?
Yeah, have a job. Listen to us. Somebody calls in and says they do it twice, and we go all bitch. Like, we can't believe it.
Yeah.
Like, it's the craziest thing we've heard.
Three times.
I can barely perform for 15 minutes. That guy does it 3 more times.
That's like an hour and a half of my day. Now I have to take a shower, so I'm 2 hours in. Yeah. That's why I don't go to the gym, because it takes too much time out of my day.
Oh, man.
Let's talk with Raven in Fort Mill. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Raven. So the study says that as cliche as it sounds, most women want to talk and cuddle after furniture moving, and most guys want to sleep or watch TV. What about you?
For me, it's the opposite. I'm the one that wants to go to sleep.
Okay. And what does he do?
Normally, he goes to sleep, too. Sometimes he gets restless and has to go watch TV, like in the living room. But I'm just like, don't touch me.
Thank you. This is a good one because my wife does this too, and she's listening.
Dory in Kannapolis, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So after me and my ex-husband would move furniture, he would always eat a bowl of cereal.
A bowl of cereal?
My wife eats cereal like it's a gourmet meal. And Amanda, I know you're listening. You do eat cereal. I have to go get it sometimes. Oh, if you're going downstairs to get water or something, will you bring up a bowl of cereal?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you burn calories, Dory.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dory. All right. So it's true. Everybody does something different.
I can't get past the guy that goes three times. I can't. I really can't get past. There's times, half the time I'm telling Sterling, I'm like, we got to wrap this up. It's going too long. I really do.
The Manny Roy and Lauren Show. Rise and shine. Kiss 95.